This standing stone was found in 1844 near Tjärnvalda, Sweden, on the island of Gotland. The Tjärnvalda stone itself is roughly 1.7 by 1.2 meters in size, and was carved in limestone. What makes the stone interesting is that it is apparently a pre-Christian image stone, as it has no trace of Christian imagery, unlike other image stones which often combine pagan imagery with Christian symbolism or symbols. The most prominent figure on the stone is the rider on the horse. The horse has 8 legs, suggesting that it is very likely the mythical horse Sleipnir, and the rider on its back may be Odin, or a slain warrior being carried by Sleipnir. In front of the rider, there is a woman who is holding an object. It is conjectured that she may be a Valkyrie, offering acceptance into Valhalla to the rider. The Valknut symbol, a symbol associated with Odin and slain warriors, between the horse's legs suggests that the content of the stone was intended to relate to Valhalla. The runic inscriptions have been partially worn away, but from what we can see, the stone was raised in memory of Jorolfr by his brother. The image of the ship accompanying the runic text is more difficult to interpret, but it may well suggest that Jorolfr died while fighting abroad, or had been a successful Viking. The stone doesn't mention any known figures, so it is very difficult to date. It is even difficult to say whether the stone was made before or after Christianity arrived on Gotland. What is special about the stone is that it shows some of the complex symbolism and ideas of Norse paganism, a subject matter which only gets a very limited treatment in the majority of Christian primary sources from this time period. While the stone has very limited descriptive content, and the exact nature of its content continues to elude historians, it is a primary source representative of some of the complexity of pagan thought.